A lot of jobs in ELT don't really care about professional development. A lot of schools aren't really expecting their teachers to stay around for that long. In lots of countries where I've worked, nationality and skin tone are far more important than qualifications for a lot of jobs. Hello and welcome to ELT WTF. I'm Timothy Hampson. This week, WTF stands for What Tim Feels. I had some thoughts about an issue we discussed on last week's podcast about the teacher-researcher gap. I thought it might be interesting to do a short solo podcast and share my ideas on the issue. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, WTFers. Today I want to talk about an important question. Why is there a teacher-researcher gap? But before we ask why, let's talk about what this gap is. Teachers in ELT generally don't listen to or engage with research. Before I get any angry emails, I said generally. If you're listening to this instead of Serial, you're probably more engaged than the average teacher, so please don't necessarily think I'm talking about you. This teacher-researcher gap is felt from both sides. Researchers may feel like they have useful contributions that aren't being listened to, while teachers may feel that researchers aren't speaking to them. In this episode, I want to take a look at five reasons why I think this gap may exist. Before I get started, I want to remind everyone that I'm talking generally here. Some of these things may not be true of all teachers or all researchers, or indeed all research. Reason number one, teachers aren't paid to care about research. A lot of jobs in ELT don't really care about professional development. A lot of schools aren't really expecting their teachers to stay around for that long. In lots of countries where I've worked, nationality and skin tone are far more important than qualifications for a lot of jobs. Teachers might not be rewarded for engaging in research, and as we'll talk about later, research can often be very expensive and time-consuming. Schools should be wanting to retain and train teachers for the long term, and teachers need opportunities for career progression so they can see the value in engaging with research. Reason number two, research is inaccessible. If you're a teacher and you want to engage with research, you're going to have a hard time. Primary research can be, firstly, very expensive. If you want to do it directly, you'll have to pay the publisher that produces the journal. If you want to read it through institutional access, that requires you to be enrolled on an expensive course. Even when you've gotten into your primary research, this research can be completely indecipherable. You might need a lot of statistical knowledge and understanding of P numbers, X squared numbers, and all other kinds of numbers that you wouldn't necessarily know unless you'd already done a course. This kind of research often will require you to have a strong background in the area it's based in, and so you won't necessarily understand it by just reading one thing. Now, instead of reading primary research, you might go and look at some books for teachers. But we should also remember these books can be incredibly expensive. I've on many occasions not been able to buy books or not wanted to buy books because they cost more than $50, and that shouldn't be the case. If researchers want teachers to read their research, they should be writing for teachers, making it easy for teachers to understand, but also making their research easily available for teachers. Reason number three, research doesn't always ask questions that teachers care about. Not always, but sometimes. Research will ask questions that don't have practical implications for teachers. We spoke about this on last week's episode with the noticing hypothesis. It doesn't matter if it's hypothetically possible to learn a language without noticing features of it, but it does matter if noticing helps learners learn faster. This question is far more practical, but also far less discussed in the research, and similar questions are discussed in many different areas of ELT and applied linguistics. I'd love to see every test or journal article justify its importance, not just by talking about the gap in the research, but talking about what implications it might have for teachers, and why that research might be important for teachers. If you want to do research that doesn't have practical teaching implications, that's fine by me. But if you do, don't be too surprised when teachers don't read it. Reason number four, researchers aren't diverse. English teachers are a very diverse group. If you look at the researchers who've been invited to some major conferences, you wouldn't see the same diversity. A disproportionate number of researchers are white men, and that's a problem. You're less likely to want to be involved in research if the most successful people in research don't look much like you. And if we want to encourage more teachers to be involved in research and a wider range of teachers to be involved in research, it's really important for us to have a more diverse range of researchers publishing books, speaking at conferences, and doing research in top academic journals. Reason number 5, people aren't listening back to teachers. Teachers know a lot about teaching, but we don't always, as a profession, treat teachers as a source of knowledge about teaching. A lot of knowledge about teaching that's taken seriously comes from research rather than talking to teachers about what they know about teaching. I'd really love to see a more bi-directional knowledge flow between researchers and teachers so that teachers can feel more respected by researchers and they become more likely to listen to research in the future. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, check out previous editions of the show, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. Also, let me know what you think of the solo podcast format by posting a comment on www.elt.wtf. Next week, I'll be here with Anna Losova talking about reflective practice and conferencing. See you then. Whiskey, soda, rock and roll. Whiskey, soda, rock and roll. Whiskey, soda, rock and roll. Tu, o pal American. Whiskey, soda, rock and roll. Whiskey, soda, rock and roll. Whiskey, soda, rock and roll.